Blessed be the name of our Lord, Savior Jesus Christ. We have come a long way. And we thank God that the word of the Lord brings light into our lives. The entrance of this word continue to change us. We are focusing still on the last conversations Jesus had with the public. This marks also the end of his public ministry. When Jesus came, he came with an agenda. And especially in the book of John, he came and said, you know, he says in the book of John 1, Jesus came to the world that he created. But the world did not recognize him. But he came to those that were his own. But his own received him not. That is what he began in John 1. And he continued showing how they did not believe in him. But yet he also talked about, but those who believed in him, those who accepted him, he gave them power. He gave them right to become children of God. So in here, Jesus is talking to people with wrong expectations. He's trying to win people with wrong expectations. He's trying to win his Jewish people, but they have a wrong expectation. What is an expectation? An expectation is the outcome you are looking to see. It is the goal. It is what you look forward to at the end of your journey. Every time you start, there is what you are saying, I want to see this, I want to know this, I want to observe this. And if you do not see exactly what you are looking for, no path will be able to take you there. It doesn't matter the amount of light that would come along your darkened path, that you'll be able to take you to a destination that you have not seen well. It's very important to have an objective. It's very important to have an outcome. It's very important to have an expectation. And the expectation must be in line with God's word. You see, the Jewish people had forgotten their mandate in Genesis chapter number 12. God called the Jewish people into a missionary agenda. Is to a missionary mandate. They had a mission. And their mission through their father Abraham was to become the light of the nation, was to become a blessing to the nation. They were blessed. They were actually carrying a blessing because they were a blessed people. And Jewish people are still blessed people. But that blessing was not for them alone. They existed for more than themselves. They carried a big blessing which they were supposed to go and share with the nations of the world. And that was very clear when God called them. Because God told Abraham, Abraham, leave your own country, follow me. I want to take you to a land of my own. And Abraham followed blindly to God. That blindly is not the blind one because he expected it was the full trust of God. You cannot follow God blindly because you know God knows, but you can follow other people blindly, but not with God because you know God knows all and God holds the future. So Abraham followed God. And when he was taken to Canaan, God blessed him. And he said, I've blessed you. Become a blessing to the nation. But you see, over time, Jewish people went through very difficult situation with the nations of the world. It's not easy to be a missionary. I'm speaking to everybody with a mission mentality. It's not easy to become a missionary. It's not easy to deal with the people of the nations of the world. Because many people might not believe in you. Many of them in their dark culture, they'll become hostile to you. Many of them will even plan to kill you. Many of them will steal from you. Many of them will affect your family. Many will be able to obstruct you, and your going will always be a battle. And that's what missionaries go through. I know of a missionary or some missionaries in our lifetime who have been sent especially to the community that we live among. And those communities, these missionaries have ended up losing their children and becoming like the other nations. And so there are four things that we can do when we go to the missionary work, like the Jewish people, like the Abrahamic people, and even today. One, you can ignore them. You can ignore them. Because of what they are, they overwhelm you. And your expectations will continue to be cut off because you have ignored them. That's number one. And many of us have ignored them attitude. We don't want to go with them again. We are tired of them. We are saying, am I the one who give them birth? And you don't want anything to do with them, but you still want to trust God. And God is your God. Number two, you can also be like them. The Jewish people did all this actually. There's a time they cried to God and they asked Samuel, in the time of Samuel, we want to be like other nations. We want to copy them. We want to have a king like they have. And you want to be like them. It is not good to be like them. God does not want us to be like the nations. If we have gone to win them, we cannot be like them. Remember, this is what Jesus came to do. But he does not want to be like us. And especially our culture. We don't want to take the culture. We don't want to take the drugs they are taking. We don't want to walk in darkness they are walking. We don't want to take their values. It is true we are giving ourselves to them, but we sometimes take their place so that we can buy them or we can allow them to know Christ. But it is always good not to really be like them in terms of their values. So the Jewish people told God, we want to be like them, and it's not good to be like them. Number three, you can witchcraft them. We can control them. You can force them to be like you. You can fight them and kill every of their culture. God has not called us to go and force these people to be like us. That's not the agenda. The agenda, the expectation was they'll be like Christ. And number four, which is the best and which we can learn from the book of John, is that we can win them to be like Christ. We can make them believe in God. We were only catalysts. They did not come to us. They might come through us, but we are taking them to God. God told Abraham, go and make the nations my people. Become their light. But over the years, the Israelites forgot that they were supposed to go and facilitate these people to come. And so here, Jesus came to do what the Jewish people could not do. Jesus came to fulfill that which Abraham, an Abrahamic nation, did not do. And he has been bringing the people to himself. But also when he came, Jesus, he came as a missionary. And Jesus had the missionary element. He left heaven and he came here to win us. But when he came, people did not recognize him. And when he came to his own, they did not receive him. They did not believe in him. And so here Jesus is talking to the nations, or the nation of the people that he came to, you know, to his own, who did not receive him, and who actually thought of becoming hostile to him. And what is he doing now? He spoke to them, and he called his father. This is very, very interesting. As the last result, he called his father, and he spoke something so that the people could hear and understand what his father is saying. Now, and this is what he said before the people, so that the father would take some times and speak or do something to make them believe, become a witness. And in verse 27, the Bible says, "Now my soul," that's John 12, verse 27. "Now my soul is deeply troubled. Should I pray, Father, save me from this hour? But this is the very reason I came." This is the mission, because Jesus is a missionary. "Father, bring glory to your name." Then a voice spoke from heaven, saying, "I have already brought glory to my name, and I will do it again." When the crowd heard the voice, some thought it was thunder, while others declared an angel had spoken to him. Then Jesus told them, "The voice was for your benefit, not mine. The time for judging this world has come, when Satan, the ruler of this world, will be cast out. And when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to myself." He said this to indicate how he was going to die. The crowd responded, "We understand from the scripture that the Messiah would live forever. How then can you say the Son of Man will die? Just who is this Son of Man?" Jesus replied, "My light will shine for you just a little longer. Walk in the light while you can, so the darkness will not overtake you. Those who walk in the darkness cannot see where they are going. Put your trust in the light while there is still time. Then you will become children of the light." After saying these things, Jesus went away and was hidden from them. Now, it's good to finish up with this, that Jesus is calling or appealing to his father so that the people could hear. He made sure that the people hear. Especially, he's talking to those who did not believe now. So that in chapter 13, he now talked to those who believed. Now, he is finishing a chapter with unbelievers. And the father comes and he tells the father, "Father, glorify your name. I came as a missionary to them. I came to bring the light to them. But they have refused the light. They cannot believe the light. I have wanted them to walk in this light. I'm the light of the world. And I came, you sent me as the light. But the people are still, if they love darkness. They don't want to live the darkness. They do not love the light. And so, Father, glorify your name." And the father said, "I have already glorified it. All the miracles I've done through you, I've glorified it before them. And I'll still glorify by your death and your resurrection. I'll still do that." And Jesus said, "That voice was for you so that you may believe." But then Jesus said something that, even though you have refused to believe, get to know this. The prince of darkness, the prince of this world who have blinded you, stand judged. The world will be judged. And the prince of this world, because of the cross, will be judged, will be destroyed, will be finished. His powers will be put to rest. He has brought a lot of darkness to your life. But I want to declare to you that the prince, the ruler of this world, who is Satan, he is already judged, and he is going to be cast out. So the one that you have followed, or the one that has made you or blinded you, is going to be cast out. Not only that, when the Son of Man, when I'm lifted up on the cross, and he's talking about the power of the cross, what is just about to go, I will draw all people to myself. You people, you still come back to me. I will draw you to myself. So he promised them, you have not come to me. You have rejected me because of the prince of darkness, because of the systems of the world, because of your sinful nature, because of your self-love or the love of the world, and because of all the other issues that have blinded you. But when I die on the cross, I will draw you to myself. And sure enough, you will see how Jesus is going to draw these people to himself. But then they said, how would the Messiah die? If you're the Messiah, how would they die? This is to tell you, the expectation was for a Messiah who would bring only physical victory. The expectation these people had was that the Messiah would only fight the Roman Empire, the Roman colony, colonizers. They did not see a Messiah who would fight sin and would fight the power of darkness and the power of death. May God open our eyes to have the right expectation. Father, open our eyes that we may have the right expectation and we may know that Jesus is more than what we see. He's able to win us. May we come to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.